Hello, this podcast will provide instructions and training on how to complete an asylum case assignment. All right, let's get started. First, it's important, again, to print the form. The form here is the I-589, and also print the instructions. Please read the instructions thoroughly, making sure that you highlight and key sections of the form you are using and paper the file to make sure we know what the version of form is being used and the version of instructions. Government forms change frequently and can cause an application to be denied. The next thing is the purpose of the I-589. It's to grant, a U.S. visitor is the main person who comes in. And this applicant who comes to the United States fears persecution if they are to return to their country. The fear has to be based on a protected class. Those protected classes are political, religious, nationality, and or social group. Let's take a look. For instance, Mr. Mo comes to the U.S. on a visitor visa from Syria. He sees in the news his country continues to decline into chaos, and he speaks out in outrage on social media. He receives threats that he will be found, hunted, and killed for expressing his political or religious views. Mr. Mo may file for asylum within 1 year of his arrival in the United States or before his visa expires, whichever date is sooner. The supervisor attorney should have notes in the case management, so you as G28 attorney can go in and see what the asylum case is based on. The standard VLG case management steps apply at this point, and I will run through them briefly here. The research tool you would use here is the Asylum Primer. The AILA Asylum Primer is in hard copy in the office, or you can use the soft copy on AILA Link, especially when you go to cut and paste material in building your legal brief or memorandum. Next, request a template of the file, then prepare a PF worksheet. It is important to check if client has provided any documents in response to our request sent by email into their home at the time they retained our firm. Client either uploads to a secured e-file our law firm provides, or they can drop their documents off to the office. Please know the status and review documents and questionnaires returned in advance of intake meeting with the client. You, as the G20 attorney, should also ensure that senior paralegal has mailed out the questionnaires by the firm and addendums, which are needed before the intake for attorney review. This is essential to the building of your case. Prepare the strategy sheet. Determine if any experts are needed, such as country conditions or for mental and emotional health evaluations. Initiate a meeting with the supervisory attorney in advance of the intake with client. The meeting with supervisor attorney will cover additional training, any additional information to be added to the strategy sheet, and preparation for intake with the client. The intake is always to gather the facts in a sworn declaration statement. Note that they may be emotional and there may be a little bit of time needed to get the information out of them. However, that's where the questionnaire and addendum sent out in advance will help, as they had time to think about the information you will be asking them at the intake. Review with client what he or she has submitted in response to the checklist. All the documents needed as much as possible. If they cannot get certain documentary evidence, at times we will need them to explain why they can't get items such as a birth certificate, for instance, in their declaration. Also, the legal and accounting assistant will provide an invoice to clients who are on a payment plan during this meeting. So it's important to either ask them in the beginning or note that they may come in during your intake to make sure that step is taken care of. The standard VLG steps after intake apply, and again, I will quickly just list them below. Set up your case in Asana with the senior paralegal. Those steps are taken from the strategy sheet, and so you will not have to start anything from the beginning, but only those key steps to complete the application are taken from the strategy sheet. They are then assigned a deadline and delegated to the person who will complete the steps, and the deadlines are strict. test run. If you don't remember the test run, please look at the training and the training sheets provided. The test run is then followed by the supervisory attorney review of the case, and it returns, after that review is done, the G28 attorney will be able to look at all the changes and make sure that they are implemented between themselves and the senior paralegal. Once all the changes are completed, preparation for final submission is the last step based on our detailed out processing system, which we will discuss. Please re-listen to the podcast as needed and ask any questions. Thank you.